The Senate Judiciary Committee heard yesterday from FBI Director Robert Mueller. It was Mueller's first testimony before the committee since September 11th. He told members that he's making major changes at the Bureau in response to challenges from terrorists at home and abroad. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
In what he called an increasingly volatile world situation, Director Mueller said the whole FBI has to be redesigned and refocused. Mueller said the events of September 11th showed just how much and how fast the Bureau needs to change.
These attacks highlight the need for a different FBI, a more focused FBI, a more technologically adept FBI, an FBI that is more reliant on outside expertise and better equipped to process and use the vast quantities of information available to us.
Mueller outlined a new list of priorities, starting with counterterrorism and counterintelligence. Some of the senators wanted to know which of the Bureau's other duties might suffer as a result. Here's Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions.
I suppose that we would not dispute terrorism as the number one priority for the federal government this time, so I don't mean to diminish that. But it may not be the number one priority in a given district, or there may be very little leads, investigations, or activities that need to be undertaken in a given area.
Mueller said more than half of all FBI agents had been redirected to work on counterterrorism after September 11th, and even more after the anthrax attacks began.
Given the gravity of the current terrorist threat to the United States, the FBI must make the hard decisions to focus its available energies and resources on preventing additional terrorist attacks and protecting our nation's security.
Since then, some balance has been restored, Mueller said, though some senators claimed very little work was being done on other kinds of cases, like white-collar crime and drug offenses. Also at issue in the meeting, a memo from the Arizona field office of the FBI that headquarters received 2 months before the September attacks. It warned of a group of Middle Eastern men training at a flight school whom agents suspected of preparing to infiltrate airport security. The memo recommended a review of all people studying at flight schools around the country. Some senators asked why the FBI had not followed up on that more fully. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
I believe the Phoenix memo is going to come to be one of the most important documents in our national debate about whether we did enough to protect America from the attack of September 11th.
None of the flight trainees listed in the memo was involved in the September hijackings, but Mueller conceded that the memo had contained valuable information.
But did we discern from that there was a plot that would have led us to the September 11th? No. Could we have? I rather doubt it. But should we have done more? Yes.
Mueller said crime prevention would be more important to the Bureau in the future, but he noted that law enforcement usually can't do anything without some evidence of a criminal act. And so long as America protects the freedoms of movement and privacy, the director said, America will be hard to protect from terrorists. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.